Writing about the art of meditation, the Zen monk Dogen said, "The way is originally perfect and all-pervading. How could it depend on practice and realization?" When he says the way, Dogen means the way things are, the way the universe is right now, or in other words, reality. Reality is perfect, and you are perfect. Nothing needs to be fixed, nothing needs to be changed. So why then do we practice this formal art of sitting? Have you ever stood in a large railway station during a busy part of the day, perhaps waiting for a friend you expect on one of the arriving trains? You will see people hurrying in all directions, racing for trains, for tickets, for taxis, connections. The crowds bustle and throng. Pigeons peck between their feet, and the air is full of clamour, announcements, shouting. It's a melee. But if you raise your gaze slightly, you might notice something different. The large, unmoving structure of the station, its giant ceiling and huge supporting columns and walls, the vast space above the people's heads, is actually the empty space through which they move, a silence which allows the noise to echo. There is a grandeur, an unmoving spacefulness, which permits the bustle and the chaos. The way the universe is, Dogen reminds us, is like this. Coexisting with the noise, there is a silence. Fully present with the chaos, there is stillness. Suffering blooms and decays in a field of peace. Meditation is merely to see this full picture, not to get absorbed in the movement, the clamour, the pain. And to see the full picture, nothing needs to be changed. Nothing needs to be fixed. One only has to be still to witness stillness.